We start this hour with two views of heroin and other opiate addiction in this country, a problem communities are struggling with more and more. In a moment, we'll hear from a firefighter who answers emergency calls about overdoses every day.
First, the role of family when the step is taken to involuntarily commit a loved one for substance abuse. It takes a phone call and a lot of courage. And Jill Kaufman from New England Public Radio has this story of how grandparents are stepping in to take control.
Michelle Howe made the call about her daughter.
They went and picked her up and brought her in. And then you go before the judge. And a doctor comes and talks with her and talks with me. And then they call to see if there's a bed available.
She and her husband then took custody of their two young grandchildren. Today, Howe is back in court, hoping the judge will see her daughter has recovered enough to take her children back home. It's not new that families step in to help when a crisis hits. 20, 30 years ago, it was alcohol. At some point, crack cocaine. Now, it's prescription meds and heroin. No one knows, in Massachusetts or elsewhere, exactly how many kids are living with their grandparents because of a parent's drug use. One expert put it this way: at this point of this crisis, the data are garbage. An hour west of Boston, about a dozen grandpas and grandmas and their grandchildren come to this support group twice a month. A potluck dinner is wrapping up. The kids are heading off with a babysitter. The grandparents get down to talking.
I tell them, you know, you can always give out my name and phone number and all.
Same here.
Yeah.
I think we all do the same.
Mm-hmm. I think we all do.
These men and women in their 50s, 60s, and 70s are among the thousands of Massachusetts grandparents raising their grandchildren. And every grandparent here tonight will tell you, it's because their grown child is addicted to opiates and their grandchildren were absolutely in harm's way.
It just hit the fan, and it's like, what the heck's going on? But because she's my daughter, we enable...
Some here are retired. Others are working full-time. Some have taken on second mortgages or second jobs. They are closer to the end of their careers than the beginning, and yet facing the typical costs associated with raising a family. Their neighbors and friends think they're heroes.
So you can't tell them, this isn't really what I want to do.
Lisa O'Connell and her husband, Ken, are in their 50s, and they've adopted their granddaughter. Lisa's a nurse. Ken is in the Air Force Reserves at a nearby base. Their daughter started using heroin in high school. She got pregnant and lived with the baby in an apartment that Lisa O'Connell describes as uninhabitable. The state stepped in. Instead of letting the baby go to a foster home, the O'Connells grabbed at the option to take custody away from their daughter.
She gave me the baby, and I went to court and got guardianship.
Guardianship didn't guarantee their granddaughter could stay with them, so the O'Connells convinced their daughter to give her up for adoption. In the adult children's eyes, the grandparents are sometimes the bad guys. 71-year-old Margot Chevers is raising her two great-granddaughters.
It's the hardest decision that you can make because you love the parent and you love the grandchildren, and you're right there in the middle.
In the middle, as lunchmakers, permission slip signers, shoelace tires, Band-Aid suppliers, grandparents are flying sometimes blind through the court system to do a job they didn't want to take but couldn't refuse.
Hey, you're up.
Come on, baby.
At the courthouse in Greenfield, Massachusetts, after waiting about 20 minutes for their turn, Ashley Erho, her young children, and their grandmother, Michelle Howe, enter the courtroom. Howe's the one who had her daughter committed 2 years ago. After everyone settles in, probate officer Linda Singer goes before Judge Beth Crawford.
So this is a big day for this family, and it appears as though Ashley is in full compliance with the program. She's had negative drug screen results. She completed parent ed classes. She's now working at Burger King.
Yep.
The kids are wiggling. Everyone is smiling. The judge nods.
So I am very happy to enter a decree of resignation, which provides that custody will resume to you. Okay?
Thank you.
Before they leave the courtroom, the judge invites the kids up to the bench.
Want to walk in with your grandma? Or with your mom?
My mom.
Your mom? Okay. That's great. Come on up.
The story for Lisa and Ken O'Connell, who we met at the potluck, takes a different turn. They learned not long ago that their daughter has two more kids, and she hadn't told them. The toddlers were in a foster home in Ohio. The O'Connells say they had no choice. Those kids are now living with them, too, in central Massachusetts. Their daughter hasn't spoken with them since. For NPR News, I'm Jill Kaufman.